Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things that I love about the Lutheran Church, and it's actually one of the things that drew me to the Lutheran Church, is the way that we honor and celebrate the church calendar. It's no surprise to anyone that I love celebrating the church calendar, each season with its own special meaning, and how it informs us and reminds us of who we are and our place in the gospel story. It does this by deeply rooting us in the life of Christ as we journey each year throughout his life. So we've been through Advent and Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Holy Week, and now today it's the 50th and final day of Easter. Today we have reached the day of Pentecost, in which another dramatic and supernatural occurrence of God's presence in the lives of believers takes place. On this day, we celebrate and we retell the story of that first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all people. Part of that story is using red paraments, which represent the fire, as we remember the tongues of fire that descended over the crowd in Jerusalem. This festival day that we celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit is the final day of Eastertide. It's the capstone to our celebrations of Jesus' resurrection. And part of what we do today is we end those celebrations of Jesus' resurrection with thanksgiving and a holy curiosity for what God's Spirit is still doing in the world today. Now, although Pentecost is one of the highest and holiest days of the entire church year, right? Last Sunday we talked about those different six holidays and how these three Sundays, Ascension Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, and next Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, are three of those Sundays. Even though it's one of the highest and holiest days in the church calendar, I will confess to you for years, Pentecost was one of the days in our church calendar that I understood the least. Now, I think there are probably a variety of reasons why this was the case, but I think part of it is because the Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity that I knew the least. I believe that many Christians, including myself, simply don't understand the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives today. Now, perhaps one reason for this lack of understanding is that the Spirit does not draw attention to the Spirit's self. The Spirit is always putting attention onto the Father and onto the Son and the relationship that they share. So the Spirit doesn't want the attention on itself. It delights in revealing to us the Father and the Son. But I think another reason might be that we're not always able to articulate the effects of the Holy Spirit. And it's not because the Spirit isn't with us or because the Spirit isn't at work, because God is with us through the Spirit and the Spirit is always at work. But I think it's because we don't recognize it. The church, in focusing primarily on the Father and the Son, the first two persons of the Trinity, in doing so, the church just hasn't given us adequate language or knowledge to recognize the work of the Spirit or to even talk about that work. But I believe that if we allow it, the celebration of Pentecost and observing the season that follows it will not only transform us, but it will help us to deepen our relationship with the Holy Spirit, to learn more about who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit is at work in the church and in all the world. So the same Spirit that we read about in Genesis that hovered over creation is the same Spirit that created everything that exists. And brothers and sisters, it is that same Holy Spirit that is sealed in us in our baptism. It's that same Spirit that we read about in Acts today that was poured out upon all people without distinction. It didn't matter what color their skin was, or where they were from, or what language they spoke, or what gender they were. God poured out God's Spirit on all people. And the reason that God did that was to inspire and empower the people of God to give witness to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to all the ends of the earth. It is that same Holy Spirit that continues God's work of redemption in the world today. And just as Jesus promised, the Spirit continues to reveal Jesus to us and remind us of what Jesus taught. And that same Spirit gives each and every single one of us gifts and abilities to carry out Jesus' mission in the world. That mission of revealing God's love and grace to all people and all creation. Last Sunday, as we celebrated the Ascension, we remembered that Jesus has two bodies: his physical human body that ascended into heaven, and his body, the church. And now we, his body, the church, are filled with that Holy Spirit so that we can be his witnesses. And to help us do this, he sent us his Spirit, breathing into us his very breath, the very life essence of who God is. And just like the disciples, we aren't called to stand around looking toward heaven, waiting until the day Jesus returns. But we're called to be sent out into the world to reveal God's love and grace and mercy. So yes, we come to this place to worship, to pray, to hear God's word, to be fed and nourished with the presence of Christ. But we do it so that we can be sent out into the world to be Christ's body. So when you come forward this morning for communion, I want you to dip your finger in the baptismal water. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead, the same place that the cross was marked on you in baptism. Remember that God has adopted you as God's child, and that in doing so, God filled you with the Holy Spirit, who has been with you every single moment of your life. And when God breathed into you God's very Spirit, you were given a call to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. To help with that, receive Christ's body and Christ's blood, so that you might be Christ's body for the world when you leave this place. Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit continue to inspire and empower us to be Christ's body in the world, that with the power and the boldness of God's Spirit, we might be witnesses to all people and to all creation, that with our very lives, we would reveal God's love and grace and mercy to all the ends of the earth. Amen.